Men are stupid. Women are sexy. Let's talk about it. The show where we talk about men, the stupid things that they do, and how to keep you looking sexy. What's up? It's Trey Preston. Let's get to it.
Do you think that in all honesty, you can make a long-distance relationship work or any relationship that seems like, you know, it has a huge obstacle for us, like the parents don't like the situation, there's past drama, there's, I don't know, maybe siblings that got involved or that kind of thing, where it feels messy. Do you think there's any way to overcome that mess and make something work?
I love this question. I've dealt with similar things growing up personally. There were situations that I had where the parents, for whatever reason, didn't like me. There was situations I had for whatever the parents didn't like my family, etc. What I will say, and this is for anyone, this just doesn't have to do with women. This is just men in general and people. There are problems that you're going to encounter in life daily. All kinds of problems. They're going to be emotional, financial, you know, health-wise, you know, job security, you know, driving to work, you'll deal with problems, car trouble, you know, all kinds of things that we deal with, planes that fly, we've got devices that you can do video calls on, you got wireless internet, you have Amazon Prime, you've got all kinds of things. You can't tell me that things aren't impossible. So, if you want something that bad, you're going to get it, period. That's how I move and that's how I work. Nothing is going to get in the way of something that you absolutely want no matter what. When I'm shopping for something and it's the only one and the only size in the area, but it's mine, I'm going to get it, period. It doesn't matter what it is, right? So in regards to a relationship or a situation, distance is irrelevant. Time is irrelevant. That's invisible to me. That's what we got planes for. That's what we got cars for. That's what we got boats for. That's what we got so many ways to travel to get to someone. That should never be an obstacle when it comes to seeing someone that you're interested in and possibly want to spend the rest of your life with. Thinking about someone else's parents or family members, quote unquote, they say you're marrying the family. Fine, whatever. Nobody cares. We're past that. You're marrying the individual. And that's the only person that you're actually focused on, the person that you want to be with. Nobody cares about the mom-in-law. Nobody cares about the father-in-law. Nobody cares about grandma. Nobody cares about grandpa. Nobody cares about the brother or sister. You're not sleeping with them. You're not living with them. You're not raising a family with them. They're not going to be with you 24/7. They're not paying your bills and they're not running your household. The only person that you need to keep happy is yourself. And if you do that and you focus on that, all that other stuff will settle and it won't be an issue. Fight long enough, fight hard enough. It doesn't matter what it is. All you have to do is last. You don't have to be the best. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the strongest. If you want something that bad, nothing will get in the way, period.
Wow, perfect. Yes, definitely. It's all about wanting it, for sure. And definitely, I feel like we can make excuses for something not working, or, oh, I don't want to do long distance because X, Y, and Z, you know? Mm-hmm. And it means that either you or the other person doesn't want it enough.
Right. So, or.
Thank you for that.
A couple other things to quickly touch on that as I went off into that tangent of if you want something bad enough, get it. But also, a few tips, a few tricks, a few pointers. If you're going to decide to be with someone that happens to be far away, you've got to plan time on a consistent basis to see each other, right? And if you can't see each other, plan time on a consistent basis to communicate with each other openly, not via text. Stop texting people. I wish that all texting would just die. Pick up the phone, press the talk button, and put it to your ear. And have an actual conversation and get to know somebody. Spend time getting to know someone. That creates like an actual relationship. It creates actual chemistry. Because texting doesn't do it, right? Stressing about all of that, forget it. Nobody cares. setting aside time to have quality communication is so important. Another thing, talk about your actual expectations, right? Talk about what you're looking forward to in this relationship. If we're not talking about it, then what are we actually doing? We're not communicating. That's the first. That was the first thing I mentioned. Communicate, then talk about your expectations. Mm-hmm. Those couple of things. Other than that, it's all about just you as an individual and what you want. Again, go for it. Shoot for the moon. That's just me.
Oh, perfect. And thank you so much for taking this time, answering my questions. And I had such a fun time with the show.
Do I think that you can make a long distance relationship work? And then on top of that, dealing with family, being involved, etc. Yeah. I'm going to take this one a little bit slower. Absolutely. 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 A long distance relationship can work. If it's based off of, developed on top of, a foundation of communication, time, specific goals, and growth. When it comes to that communication, you've got to openly conversate on a regular basis. Transparency within that communication is important, because if you do talk and you do communicate, but it's not authentic, if it's not genuine, then what's the point? It's a waste of time, right? Communicating clearly about what's going on in your life, what's going on in their life, the things that you're dealing with, the struggles that are going on, the wins that you have, and what you would like to see happen. Those are very important in regards to what you're feeling. I think being able to articulate it, and for them to be able to understand you. And if for some reason they don't understand you, to focus on being even better understood. So communication is key and so vital, so important. Forget the semantics. I think it is really important that you two just simply understand where both parties are coming from and what it is that you want. Next thing, time. Obviously, in, you know, connection with communication, like, scheduling your time and abiding by that, like whether it's a phone call or whether it's traveling to see each other, I think that that needs to be scheduled on a regular basis, like rain, sleet, or snow. Like no matter what, nothing gets in the way of that. It is very important. I think that for someone to understand that they are an actual priority in your life, you do need to prioritize them. And you need to do these things also without being asked. That's a whole nother situation, right? So putting in time with this communication will definitely strengthen your relationship and create a better foundation. The next thing on top of that, as I mentioned, is the goals. If you guys don't have goals set up for the future in regards to potentially where you would like to see the relationship go, some things that you want to learn from each other, what you would like to teach each other, etc., you know, your living lifestyle, is someone eventually going to move? Are you guys going to move to someplace together? Is one of you going to move in with each other? Those are real conversations to bring up. Do you want to be married? Do you want to have kids? Your actual personal goals do need to be talked about, explained, and, you know, just really put it into perspective of where you're trying to go based off of where you are. And if they're not identical, if it's not compatible, it's not mutual, those kinds of things will help you get out of situations before you're in a relationship that's long distance, that's going to just tear you apart, wear you down, and make you not want to be with anybody, because that would totally suck. You feel me? Last thing on there is a growth, as I already mentioned, in regards to what each other can teach each other. But then on top of that, like your own personal development within the relationship, like whether it's becoming a better communicator, whether it's understanding how to love, whether it's understanding how to be selfless, whether it's understanding how to be maybe a little bit more romantic, whether it's, you know, bringing this particular person around your friends, around your family, bringing them into your life more, whether it's, you know, just simply trusting them more. You know, maybe not being so accusational or making assumptions, things like that. Like your own actual personal growth within the relationship is so important. In regards to family being involved in relationships and getting in the way and stuff like that, look, you are not marrying your family. Okay. Family is family. You can't replace them. I get it. But at the end of the day, what they think or what they say doesn't freaking matter. You need to be able to make your own decisions as an adult, period. Like, you're not going to be moving in with your family. You're not going to be marrying your family. You're not going to be having babies with your family or your parents or your grandparents or your cousins or whoever. You need to focus on the stuff that you want and keep it just at that. They will get in the way if you let them get in the way, and they will make choices for you if you don't stand your ground and understand that you need to be able to communicate to your family what you desire and the role that they are not allowed to play in your own relationship between yourself and another person. You feel me? What up? It's Trey. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please share it with a friend. That would be dope. You can subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google, Anchor, whichever platform you guys use. It would be so freaking cool if you followed me on Instagram and Twitter, say_Trey. This would also make me very happy. I put out blog posts every single day just for you guys because I love you. Say-Trey.com. Go check it out. Read my post. You better subscribe and tell your friends. I love you. Men are stupid. Women are sexy. Let's talk about it. It's Trey Preston, and I'm out. Peace.